O Lord, how shall I meet you and welcome you? I pray you kindle a lamp within my breast, so that all may please you best. Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The congregation is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and is shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter Congregation, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song on this first Sunday in Advent. Today, we begin a new church year, a time of anticipation and preparation for the first coming of the Messiah to fulfill the prophecies that the people of God had been hearing for hundreds of years. Our reading from the prophet Isaiah calls on God to come down to earth, reminding us of his power, our sin. But now, O Lord, you are our Father, praying for his forgiveness, not remembering our iniquity forever.
A reading from the 64th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, and that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things that we did not look for, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From of old no one has heard or perceived by the ear, no eye has seen a God besides you, who acts for those who wait for him. You meet him who joyfully works righteousness, those who remember you in your ways. Behold, you are angry, and we sinned. In our sins we have been a long time, and shall we be saved? We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us, and have made us melt in the hand of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Be not so terribly angry, O Lord, and remember not iniquity forever. Behold, please look, we are all your people.
St. Paul, in his first letter to the church at Corinth, addresses them as also those who wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here he shows that prophecy is still in the process of being fulfilled. Advent anticipates the first appearance of the Messiah among men. Christ came, fulfilling his ministry to everyone in the world, preaching and teaching, suffering and dying for the sins of all, and being raised from the dead to show that death has no power over him or over all who believe in him. He has yet to come again, the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful to his promises. We hear of this in a hymn setting of O God, my faithful God.
A reading from the first chapter of the first letter of St. Paul to the church in Corinth. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
The Gospel reading for today tells of the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, only days before his suffering, death, and resurrection. We might think it a bit odd to be referring to Palm Sunday and Easter when the calendar tells us it is the beginning of Advent, or the time of preparation of the birth of our Savior. However, here we again see the fulfillment of prophecies that God's chosen people had been anticipating for ages. We then return to the hymn with which we began our program, O Lord, how shall I meet Thee?
A reading from the 11th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark. When they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, Go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, Why are you doing this? Say, The Lord has need of it, and will send it back here immediately. And they went away, and found a colt tied at a door outside in the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, What are you doing, untying the colt? And they told him what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest.
Thank you for welcoming us into your home this morning. Pastor Daniel Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you and your family of all ages to join us at our worship service on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, followed immediately by Bible study and Sunday school for all. The church and school are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. We are celebrating the Advent season with special worship services at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesdays, December 6th, 13th, and 20th. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter look forward to meeting you and sharing in the anticipation of the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior.